A Juneau man who died in a jogging accident last week in Minneapolis is being remembered for his research on the Tongass National Forest. 46-year-old John Coet was visiting family in the Twin Cities at the time of the accident. A memorial service is tomorrow in Juneau. He leaves behind his wife, well-known Alaska journalist Rebecca Braun, and two young children. Braun is publisher of the Alaska Budget Report. Coet was a research scientist for the Nature Conservancy and spent many years before that with the U.S. Forest Service in Juneau. His research on the Tongass National Forest has been described as cutting edge by scientists in both organizations. Rosemary Alexander from member station KTOO reports.
Mike McClellan hired John Coet in 1994 as part of a field crew to work on a Forest Service research project at Hannis Bay off Peril Strait. Rebecca Braun was part of that crew.
It's amazing how many marriages have sort of sprung out of our different field research projects where people meet coming in from all sorts of different parts of the country. And they get thrown together out in the wild land of southeast Alaska, and all of a sudden romance blossoms.
McClellan is a research ecologist for the Pacific Northwest Forestry Sciences Lab in Juneau. Coet, with 2 degrees in mathematics and a strong interest in natural resource questions,
is able to bring to the table essentially this toolkit of analytical techniques, but then also with real passion for the resource and how things worked and how we could better manage natural resources.
Research soil scientist Dave DeMoore says it wasn't long before Coet was an analyst for the Tongass Land Management Plan.
Culminating in his recent efforts to model the distribution of tree species across the entire landscape.
Colleagues throughout the Tongass say Coet's passion for the forest and statistics brought a new way of looking at existing problems. And as a forest statistician,
he was always about getting more specific about the forest characteristics that we were mapping.
David Albert is director of conservation science for the Nature Conservancy in Alaska, where Coet worked for the past 3 years. In the 1990s, when Coet first started with the Forest Service,
the Tongass National Forest had an inventory based on air photo interpretation of forest stands. And at the time, we talked about volume class for forest planning.
It was an uncertain and inaccurate measurement.
Rather than looking at volume class, it was really about forest structure. And so John really helped turn our thinking about forests from mapping volume to mapping forest structure in terms of tree size and stand density.
Coet's size density model was a new way of thinking about the Tongass.
His model has been widely adopted by the Forest Service and the conservation community and others as the way we talk about mapping of forests and description of forests in Southeast.
Research forest pathologist Paul Hennen first met Coet in 1995 at the forestry lab. It wasn't long before Coet joined his yellow cedar research team, trying to determine why the valued trees were dying off. It was easy to see the cedar dying at low elevation.
But we've had this continuing challenge of knowing where the live cedar forests are. We can't really see them very well from the air. We can't see them on aerial photographs. So John had the idea to use these extensive networks of plots that the Forest Service has put in through the decades, and he was working very hard to recover those plot data and then put them to use.
At the Nature Conservancy, Coet continued developing a yellow cedar inventory, not only where the trees are dying,
but the overall distribution of those trees, where they're dying and where they're regenerating. It's pretty cutting-edge stuff, and it's useful in better understanding the forest and understanding how the forest will likely respond to changing climate.
John Coet's colleagues say he was always focused on the end result, improving the knowledge of the Tongass National Forest. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.